This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. As we approach the end of the year, it's finally time to be putting away farm equipment for the season. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Yesterday was the first day of winter, and while the weather might not be cold right now, that doesn't mean farmers can skip out on maintaining their machinery. Pat McCulley, after sales and product support manager for Ziegler Ag Equipment, offered some tips on how farmers can winterize their equipment and keep everything running smoothly for the next harvest season.
Certainly something to make sure any of the grain is out, any dirt, crop remnants are clean from the machine, blowing it out if preferable first. Some other things for winterization on a new machine that may be new to them would be certainly to look at their operator's manual and understand if there's any specific checks they may not be aware of or understand to be able to get it into its first winter in that customer's possession. It does save you time in the long run by identifying and seeing those issues that may exist before putting it away for the year, especially if that's in a cold storage shed where it's the last thing that is used for the year and the first thing that goes into the shed to restock everything else. The long-term approach is that it'll run better, last longer. It's a long-term investment.
McCulley said that when it comes to storage, fighting off the cold temperature should be the main focus.
Indoors is better. UV protection, whether it's paint or tires or tracks, storing it under a roof is certainly ideal. Certainly if it's a temperature controlled environment, that's another benefit. The ECMs and the electronic control modules on these machines nowadays, they all use a little bit of power when they're all turned off. Some machines have battery disconnect switches, which would be good to be able to disconnect the battery from those kind of slow drain. Some call it vampire effect, which just slowly drains the battery down. And having a battery tender, a small trickle charger onto the machine helps the battery life of the unit. Sensitive electronics, specifically those that you can remove from the machine easily, or a third-party display, things like that, touch screens. They're really sensitive to cold weather, and I would definitely suggest to get those out of the machine, put them in a temperature-controlled environment.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.